you are
further today to look for a neighbor, but or you could turn around and say, good morning. You're amazing to all the live stream people out there. Amen. Well, praise God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your promises, Lord. But God, we just want to honor you this God with everything that we do and say. God, we just want to do what you do. Amen. Jesus' name. I wanted to go another way, and the Lord kind of He wanted to talk about himself. He's always talking, you know. But I wanted to go to Exodus to show a little bit about the storm there. But anyway, maybe next week the Lord will allow me to go there. But this morning he wanted to talk about sometimes we lose focus of who the Father really is. We get who the Son is, but do we really get who the Father? And we know all three are one, but there's a rank. And so this morning is our Father in heaven. How the Father sees us. And how do we see the Father? And so, we come to the Father. Jesus made it very clear that it was the Father that chose us. Not Jesus. It was the Father. And He gave us to Him. Amen? That's pretty amazing. I would say. But we come through the Son. Right? There's only one way to the Father. And that's through Jesus. Jesus made that very clear in the gospel. With the Spirit, because it says that it is only by the Spirit of God that we can declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen? So many times we're asking Jesus for things when we ought to be asking the Father in the name of Jesus. And so I want to ask you this morning, what have you asked the Father for lately? What have you asked for? I want you to think about it. We need to think about it. Amen? Have we asked Him to fill the house, people? Have we asked Him for souls? Have we asked Him for our family? Turn with me to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9. It's very familiar. We know it. Jesus taught the disciples how to pray. He said, don't. So in verse 7, chapter 6 of Matthew in verse 7, it says, when you pray, don't heap up phrases. Multiply words, repeating the same ones over and over as the Gentiles do. For they think they will be heard for their much speaking. Now we know we're not Gentiles. We were Gentiles. We are now saints. Now, you could look at your neighbor and tell them, you are a saint. You are a saint. You are a saint. You know, and we don't have to build a statue of Saint Randy to be a saint. He is a saint. Amen? But, and so it says, don't be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask. Father God, our Father, is the creator of life. He's the sustainer of life. He has everything under control. He knows how to make it rain. He knows how to make the lightning flash. He knows how to make the crops grow. He knows how our bodies work. He knows, and He created and is sustaining all life. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. Amen. And He knows exactly what's going on. And that would have taken me back to Exodus, but I won't go there. No, I'm not going to go there today. I'm going to stay on the Father. It says, pray therefore like this, our Father who is in heaven. Holy is your name. Your kingdom come. You see, don't be distracted by this world. It's not the kingdom of God. He says, we're only here for a short time. He said, don't let it influence you. Jesus said, I came to establish my Father's kingdom. I didn't come to. He even prayed, Father, don't take them out of the world, just keep them from the evil one. I mean, He could have done this thing a whole lot different. But He chose to do it this way. You see, the Israelites, they thought that Jesus was coming to set them free from the Romans. He said, no, I came to establish my Father's kingdom. Which really puts people, kind of baffles them a little bit. They don't understand. They can't. Unless you have the Spirit of God. We pray, Father, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. You could look at this world and say, I don't see your kingdom here, God. And I don't see your will being done. You could. But that's not who we are. We are part of a kingdom that's not part of this world. Amen? We're not to be influenced by what is going on in this world. Who cares? All our job is to do is to be ambassadors of the kingdom. And to win the souls of those that the Father has given to Jesus. Amen? And it says, so let your will be done. Then it goes on, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we have also forgiven and left remitted and let go of the debts, given up resentment against others, against our other debtors. It says, and lead and bring us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And it says, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory. This is praying to the Father. Jesus taught them how to pray. You see, without the Spirit of God, you could never even pray. Let alone believe that He would ever do it. Right? So then in the same chapter, as you go down to verse 31, and I just want to say something this morning. You know that in the Old Testament, in the Jewish culture, in the temple, they pulled out the scroll, they pulled out the word, and they read the word line upon line, precept upon precept. That's what they did. Just saying. They read the word. Because somebody listening would catch something. That would be a truth of a revelation that they'd never heard before. And it would set them free. Just like the word, the reading of the word of God. It's a reminder of the truth. And so in verse 31, he says, therefore, don't worry and be anxious. Well, I'll be the first one to admit that I can get kind of, you know, anxious. I have to really catch myself. Well, nope. God's got it. He's got this all under control. And He gave me Exodus 14:14 that said, be quiet. I got it. Doesn't quite say that. That's what it means. I'm going to fight this one out. But you see, sometimes we get, well, I don't see nothing happening here, so I think I need to help God out. You know, saying, what are we going to eat, or what are we going to have to drink, or what are we going to have to wear? There again, he says, the Gentile, he wish for and crave and diligently seek all these things. I mean, your heavenly Father knows well that you need them all. God knows what we need. Our Father knows what we need. And then he says, but seek and aim and strive after first of all His kingdom and His righteousness, which is really His way of doing and being right. And then all these things taken together will be given you besides. Well, don't worry or be anxious about tomorrow. For tomorrow will have worries and anxieties of its own, sufficient for each day in its own trouble. You know, what are we going to do next week? What are we going to do next month? And what are we going to do next year? We might not even be here. That's why Jesus said, just live today. You know, it has enough things of its own to deal with. You know, and then it's interesting because he goes into chapter 7 right after that and he says, don't judge and criticize and condemn others, so that you may not be judged and criticized and condemned yourself. And so in this day and hour, it's pretty hard not to. It takes a lot of faith, peace, love, and not be judging what's going on in this world. God knows. It says, verse 2, and just as you judge and criticize and condemn others, you will be judged and criticized and condemned. And in accordance with the measure that you use to deal out to others, it will be dealt out to us again. You see, because we have the truth of the revelation of the Word of God, not everyone does. And I believe that's what God is talking about. Don't judge those people. They don't know. See, in the business world, we have the saying that we only operate out of what we know. You can't do something if you don't know. You got to be in the know. Right? And I'm not going to touch on anything politically or anything else that's going on, but you got to be in the know. You got to be aware. God, what is the truth? Father, what is the truth? And if any man on this planet asks God or the Father for truth, you're going to get woke up and you're going to see truth. You might not like it, but you're going to get it. But it'll be good because it'll set you free. Amen. I'm going to go over to John chapter 1. Because I want to stay focused on the Father. Because in Jesus, in the Gospels, Jesus is always pointing to the Father. So in John chapter 1 and verse 1, in the beginning, before all time was the Word, Christ. So Christ is not Jesus himself. That is not who he is. His name is Jesus. He had a last name. Christ is his anointing. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God himself. He was present originally with God. All things were made and came into existence through him. That means everything. Everything that's ever been created and invented. That's every material thing, even your cell phone. Man invented nothing on it. You want to know why? Because Jesus said, I can do nothing except. So we can do nothing except. You see, that's what you're seeing in the world. They think they're God. They think there is no God. But they're going to find out that there is a God. Amen? And that all things were created by him and through him. And nothing came into existence without him knowing or without him even allowing it. Amen? It says, all things were made and came into existence through him, and without him was not even one thing made that has come into being. Not one thing. It says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines on in the dark. For the darkness has never overpowered. Not even in 2021. It might look like it. Depends on which lens you're looking through. And I know it's easy to get caught up. Some of this. It says, put it out. It says, and everyone put out the light or absorbed it or appropriated it. And is unreceptive to it. But you cannot come into a room like this and have the darkness come in unless I turn out the light. Yeah. It'll never get dark in this room as long as the light's. But if I go turn the switch and turn the light out, then darkness has it. That's what it's saying here. It's like, no. Yeah, there's darkness all around. It can't overpower the light. And Jesus says that we are full of light. Amen. So let's jump down a little bit further. Says in verse 15, John testified about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, he who comes after me." Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Bear with me. We're going to go to John. John chapter 4. Verse 23. We're going to back up a little bit. You see, in John chapter 4, the Samaritan woman, talking to Jesus about water. He says, "I got water that you will never be thirsty again." And then he goes down a little bit further. Verse 22, and he says, "You Samaritans do not know what you are worshiping. You worship what you do not comprehend. We do know what we are worshiping. We worship what we have knowledge of and understand, and after all, salvation comes from among the Jews. At a time will come, however, indeed, is already here, when true, genuine worship will worship who? In spirit and in truth." Reality, for the Father is seeking just such people as these as His worship. I just think that sometimes we This morning, thank you for the worship. Honor. We worship the Father. I know the three are one. There's a distinction. Don't get me wrong. Don't take this the wrong way. Turn with me to Noah. Chapter 5. Verse 15. So Jesus answered them by saying, I assure you most solemnly, I tell you, the Son is able to do nothing of Himself of His own accord, but He is able to do only what He sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does is what the Son does in the same way in His. The Father dearly loves the Son and discloses and shows Him everything that He does Himself. That He Himself does. And He will disclose to him and let him see greater things yet than these, so that you, us, may marvel and be full of wonder and astonishment. Are we full of wonder and astonishment of the Father? Yes, Jesus. You know, the Father sent Christ. Went to a cross for us. Took all of our sins. Killed us off there. Rose us up to new life. But that was because of the Father. And it says, just as the Father raised up the dead and gives them life, makes them live on, even so the Son also gives life to whomever He wills and is pleased to give it. Even the Father judges no one, for He has given all judgment, the last judgment and the whole business of judgment entirely into the hands of the Son. So that all men may give honor, reverence, homage to the Son, and as they give honor to the Father, in fact, whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father. Thank you. You see, you can't. There is no other faith that calls God Father or calls their God Father. There is no other faith that calls Jesus the Son of God. Really, they call Him the Son, but they don't call Him Savior. You see, there's only one way. As we know, verse 24, and I assure you most solemnly, and I tell you, the person whose ears are open to my word. Who listens to my message and believes and trusts in and clings to and relies on Him who sent as possesses now eternal life. And He does not come into judgment, does not incur sentence of judgment, will not come under condemnation, but has already passed out of death into life. Yeah? I would say that. We have already done all the dying we're ever going to. All we got to do now is live on. Amen? The Bible says we died with Christ. We rose with Him. And so Jesus said, ask the Father for anything in my name and He will do it. Have you asked the Father anything in the name of Jesus? And you kind of get to the place where it's like, well, I don't think He's listening. That's not us. Otherwise, we don't know what the Word says. Because the Word says, He already knows what we're going to ask before we ask it. Don't be discouraged. We as believers have no reason to be discouraged. Don't let any oppression of this world or any demonic realm influence. The only reason they can do that is because we don't know who we are. We need to know who we are in this hour. The light overpowers the dark. You see, the devil's got a good plan, though, because he knows if I can keep the church in that place where they think they're under, I can keep them quiet. Not a time to be quiet. The time to proclaim the kingdom of God and that Jesus Christ is Lord. Not about anything else. Zero. But there are a lot of Christians afraid to die. Just saying. That ought not to be us. We already died. Either we believe that or we don't. Paul says, not I that lives, but Christ that lives in me. Amen? He said, you know what? Don't be so worried about those or the realm of this, that can kill the flesh. But be worried about fear. John chapter 14. I'm almost done. I like Matthew, don't get me wrong. Matthew's analytical. John is just, I don't know how you put words for that. He's passionate. Beyond passionate. Passionate a couple times. It says, believe me, I am in the Father. And the Father in me. Or else, believe for the sake of the very works themselves. And he says, by chance, if you cannot trust, at least let these works that I do in my Father's name convince you. I assure you most solemnly, and I tell you, if anyone steadfastly believes in me, he will himself be able to do the things that I do. And he will even do greater things than these because I go to my Father. And I will do I want you to pay attention to this. We need to pay attention to what Jesus says. He says, I will do. If Jesus was standing here this morning and he said to you, anything that you ask the Father, I will do for you, would you question it? We wouldn't, would we? Good. I'm preaching to myself here. I myself will grant whatever you ask in my name. As presenting all that I am. What did he say? Those that trust. Those that believe. You see, not everybody's at the same level in their faith. And we can't expect the world to even get any of this because they don't believe. It says that Satan has blinded the minds of the unbeliever. Our job is to wake them up, preach the truth. And God's doing that. So that the Father may be glorified and extolled in and through the Son. And yes, I will grant myself, I will do for you whatever you ask in my name, presenting all that I am. He says it again. Do we believe? He will give us what we ask. I'm asking for my neighborhood. I'm asking for my employee. I'm asking for my family. But don't give up. It's because you don't see it happening. It's happening. It is happening. You want to know why? Otherwise, Jesus would be a liar. And I'm never going to say that. So don't get caught up in, well, God, I don't know what's happening. He said, I will. He said, I will do it. And it'll glorify my Father. Amen. I want to encourage you. You see, this is talking about. He says in the next verse, he says, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, a counselor, a helper, intercessor, an advocate, strengthener, and standby, and he may remain with you sometimes. Oh, all the time. Really? You mean the Holy Ghost is with us all the time? And it says, but the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive. Welcome, take into its heart because it does not see him. Or know and recognize him, but you know and recognize him, for he lives with you. Constantly and will be in you. And he will not leave you as an orphan, comfortless. Desolate, bereaved, forlorn, helpless. But we got the promise. If Jesus promised the Holy Spirit to the church, to the ecclesia, to the chosen one, you got to know. We got to know we are chosen. This was none of our doing, really. We might have said, yes, Lord, but this was his doing. That's what the word. I chose. Father gave us as his reward. And so if he sent the Holy Spirit. I'm pretty sure he could do everything else. Neat. Do you agree? And so, in the Holy Spirit, he's the one that made this all happen. This whole universe. He's the one that went out. And so he's got a lot of power. I'd say, my Lord, let us maybe get a little bit of an understanding of who he is and what he's capable of. Because we have the promised Holy Spirit, which is everything we and all we need. I can't comfort you like he. I could pray for you. I could love on you. Yeah, sometimes we need a human touch, but the Spirit of God. He's amazing. He is true. Well, what are you asking for? Lord, Father, I thank you. That you know what I need before I ask. And so thank you for all that I've, you know, he said, believe that you receive, what you pray for when you ask. I know it's not easy. We forget. I don't know that it's we forget, because we're just not seeing what seeing me. Me included. But I'm like, Lord, I want to see what you see. Father, what are you doing that I need to be doing? So I would say today, go in peace. Go in peace. Peace covers quite a range of. Jesus said, my peace. The peace covers pretty much everything. Father, we thank you for your word. God, we thank you for choosing us. Thank you for the generation that we've been born into. And Lord, we thank you. Let your will be done, Lord. Let your kingdom come in this hour. So, Lord, that we would be about your business. That it will bring glory and honor to you. The Lord, we seek your kingdom first. And Lord, let your will be. And Father, we thank you for the Spirit of God that you've put in, deposited. I'm laughing on the inside here because the Lord is it. You know, that was a little bit of a dangerous move for me to put all that power in you. But God, thank you that you did put that Holy Spirit on the inside of us to comfort us, comfort those around us. But Lord, I thank you in Jesus. You said if we ask anything in your name, Lord, we thank you. We ask you, God, fill this house with people that need to be discipled, that need to be healed. Father, you know every chosen one that you gave to Christ, to Jesus. So Lord, we ask for those today. You would put them in our path. Father, for our family. Lord, you know what we desire, what we have need of. So Lord, we thank you. For our families coming to know the knowledge of the truth. Like Paul, scales fell from his eyes. But Lord, I pray that the scales would fall from their eyes. See the truth. To believe. The Lord, I thank you that you give us peace and you give us rest. And that until we see the fulfillment of all that you, Father, desired and planned, purpose. So Lord, Father, this morning we want to just give you honor and glory. In the name of your Son, Jesus. That through Him, God. I think we should sing that song about the Father.